Sunday. Won't be able to give a shiur on Sunday. Tomorrow morning, if I give a shiur, I'll have to give the shiur from 9 to 10. 9 to 10:15 or something. People are going to be here at 9 o'clock.
We'll have
a few people. Okay.
What?
9:05? Okay. Oh, it's a different story. 9:05. Okay, believe that. I said tomorrow morning I'll try to give the shiur at 9:05. Tov. I need a ride to the airport. Who? Oh, you'll take me to the airport?
Yeah.
Okay,
JFK.
Maybe. JFK. Okay. We'll leave about 10:30. Okay. Yesterday I said over incorrectly Ramosha's tshuva about the woman who fell in with the faker rabbi who gave her a tour even though he never gave a get. I remembered it. I have such a good memory. I remember things that never happened. So I remembered Rav Moshe's tshuva differently from the way it said. I thought that he wrote that the Gemara lists off 12 things. Afilu chayla, that there's a din of havchana, even if the husband was sick for 10 years, even if the wife was sick, even if he was in jail, she was in jail, even for whatever they weren't talking to each other. The Gemara lists off 12 things. Then says, Piliyov Eliyahu. So I remembered incorrectly that Rav Moshe said the Gemara lists off the 12 things that you see. That it's not a loy plug rabbanon. No, Rav Moshe doesn't say that. Rav Moshe writes that it is a loy plug rabbanon, but even in the Gemara has and the Shulchan Aruch has, even in a case where you do have a loy plug rabbanon, you still have a klal that milsad la shchicha la gozer rabbanon. Sometimes, even though there's no exception to the rule, if something is a milsad la shchicha, so you make an exception to the rule over there. That's why Rav Moshe says over here, this is a milsad la shchicha, that an Orthodox rabbi with a long white beard should give the woman a tour without giving a get. This is a milsad la shchicha. That's what he says. And he says, and the case was that the couple was already civilly married from years before. And according to secular law, the woman is civilly divorced from years before. But according to secular law, they're not supposed to be living together after they're divorced. And as far as Loshem HaDiyadim is concerned, people assume that they're no longer married because they're civilly divorced. So Rav Moshe said, the 12 cases that the Gemara gives, even if he's sick, and she's sick, and he's in prison, she's in prison, and so on, she was running to her parents' home, he was running to his parents' home, there was a rift in the marriage, he says, the Gemara listed off 12 cases, but all the 12 cases, the perception still is that they're married. He's sick, she's sick, he's in jail, she's out. The perception, the Loshem HaDiyadim is that they're married. Here, he's supporting Rav Henkin's argument. Rav Henkin was the big Pesik before Moshe came on the scene. So Rav Henkin thought that if it's 92 days after the civil divorce, even though it's not 92 days after the get, maybe that's enough because in Loshem HaDiyadim the woman is divorced. People don't consider them as if they're married. That's what Moshe said. Eliyahu is going to say the woman is not pregnant, but he's not going to say the woman is not married. So that's what Moshe says. All the 12 cases that the Gemara listed off, in Loshem HaDiyadim the woman is still married. Masheini came over here, he said, maybe Rav Henkin is right. He says, it's not a raya brura at all. So maybe Rav Henkin is right that bechlal not, but Rav Moshe is mekel for a different reason, because it's a milsad la shchicha la gozer rabbanon. Yes.
Isn't that case much focus in the Gemara in Yevamos already? Whether we start carrying the havchana from Mizman Nesinus again, or Mizman Nesinus again?
Machlek is in Gittin, yeah. Whether Machlek is Rav Shmuel, whether he count from the Shas Ksivas Haget or Shas Ksivas.
I don't know if I pass in there, but have we pass in there? Should it be the same thing here?
No, because those who say b'Shas Ksivas Haget. That's because Ksivas Aget has to be Lishma. Lishma means that that's the Tchilas Agerishin. Unlike any other shtar that doesn't need Ksiva Lishma, Shtar Mechiras Chametz or Tanoim or Ksuba, you don't need Ksiva Lishma. A goy can write it also. So by another shtar, the Ksiva, the preparation of the instrument, and the instrument, when you do the Nesinas Hashtar, that is the Kinyan. Masheni came by a get, where you need Ksiva Lishma, means that Tchilas Agerishin is from the Ksiva. So after the get will be given, it will be a gloy Muslim afreya. The gerishin process had already begun. Mishas ksiva.
Isn't that the same thing you're thinking saying when they start when they got separated? So we see it by the end that they blushem there. There was forced legal forced separation from whatever it was.
Isn't well,
that
this
isn't that
well, Rav Henkin is saying because in loshem and yodam because of the secular law, we consider them as if they're not married. Here the Gemara says because al pidin. The gerushin already began. The process of gerushin began al pi halacha. If you need ksiva lishma, and then the Gemara Gittin is the two girsas. How do we paskin? in the text of the Gemara. The Rosh quotes. Many Rishonim had the gears of Ipaskin that you count the 92 days Mishas Ksivis Aget. And we usually assume not so. We're Machma like the other gears of that it's Mishas Nisinis Aget. From the time he did Ksivis Aget, he can't live with her. They're not living together. So if it wouldn't have been a loyplug, for sure you should count Mishas Ksivis Aget. So the Gemara assumes that it is a loyplug. The Gemara lists off all the 12 things. So Ramosha said, Maskim, it is a loyplug. But he said, even when you have a loyplug, he's still saying Milsa lo shchicha lo gaza be'rabban. The Gemara has in Perek HaZohav, the din that min ha-Torah, the machlekes Rabbi Yechon Shlokish, we pass like Rabbi Yechonon, and min ha-Torah dvar Torah, mois koinus, that if you pay money for the metaltalim, you koinu with mois, and with the Rabbanon, they made a takona, shema yomra, nisa fechitecha ba'aliyah, whatever, the Gemara has a reason, so they made a din with the Rabbanon, that mois anat koinus, that you have the ability to back out. And that was a loyplug rabbanon. Even when the reason for the takana doesn't apply, the takana still applies. That mois are not kindness, and you can back out. And still the Gemara says, but if it's a milsad lo shchicha, then lo gazer be rabban. So that's what it says here in Simon Yud Gimel. By Havchana also. Havchana is a loyplug, but the Shulchan Aruch gives you a case. If it's a milsad lo shchicha, even though it is a loyplug, you still say, milsad lo shchicha lo gazer be rabban. You still have there's an exception to the rule. Even though loyplug means no exceptions to the rule, there's still an exception to the rule. They have no right to make a din the rabbanan and a milsa de lo shchicha. Okay.
What about anusa matuta? According to Rabbi Yehuda, they need hafana also. There's no marriage there. She still needs hafana.
Right.
So there's no perception of marriage. I'm still leaving the loyplug, but she needs hafana.
There's a bia.
Hmm?
There, for sure there's a bia.
Yeah. Moshe quotes, where does the Gemara say that you don't need Havchana and Milsa Lo Shchicha? Moshe quotes the Gemara in Yevamos. The Mishnah in Yevamos has a case. Two couples got married, and then the first night, by mistake, each one slept with the wrong person's wife. So if the husband is a Kohen, so he has to get divorced, because she never loved the Pasala, even though it's B'shegeg. But if neither husband is a Kohen, if the Bailam is a Yisrael, so it's an Eshes Ish, Shezinza, Be'oinus, B'shegeg, so neither becomes Asura Bailam. So the question is, but now you have to have Avchana. We should try to find out whether the child that's going to be born is going to be a Mamzer or not. If she became pregnant from the brother-in-law, she's an Eshes Ish, she had an affair with someone else, then the child is going to be a Mamzer. So the Gemara says, if they're ktanas anyway, and you know that they're not going to become pregnant bechlal, so then it's just a loyplug. But this case is so far-fetched, it's a milsa de lo shchicha. How often is it going to happen that couples are going to switch their wives by mistake? So the Gemara says, a milsa de lo shchicha, you don't have to have the hafchana in such a case. If there's no concern, if she's benko because she's a ktana, and the only thing is that it's a loyplug rabbonim, so then if it's a milsa de lo shchicha, then you don't make the exam.
I thought the Gemara said even it's a gadola, but we hold that be Rishona, you can't get pregnant. Why couldn't they have said that?
Because Isis points out sometimes you do become pregnant from be Rishona. It's not so ironclad a rule. Sometimes they do become pregnant. Okay. So what are we up to in Chazora? Nahamon? We're up to Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, the last few lines. So the Gemara, the recurrent theme in the beginning of Perek Yevanayres was all about Komlei B'dirabmine. So the Gemara says, Komlei B'dirabmine, basically there are two psukim and chumash. That's what we spoke about forever. So the one pasuk is in Parshas Mishpatim. It says, M'lo yeh asayin onish yonish. M'asim yeh, then you don't have to pay the Mevel Odis. So you see that there's an institution of Komlei B'dirabmine. Then you have another pasuk in Chumash Dvarim that says va'onshu osa kedei rishasai, and the mashmois is, the connotation is shem risha achas ata mechayva v'yata mechayva mishum shtei rishia. So the Gemara says, why do you need two psukim? So the Gemara explains that pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim im lo yeh osa namasin the Mishnah quotes that pasuk. Mishnah lamed vav and the base quotes im lo yeh osa. The Gemara quotes the pasuk of the onshu osa kedei rishasai mishum risha achas ata mechayva. The Gemara says the teretz is simple. The answer is simple. The pasuk im lo yeh asan goes that chiyav misa patas mechiyav mamet. Im asan yeh means if the woman gets killed, if you kill the nobir, there's no einish misa. If the womb gets killed, she yolet, she was born already. So chiyuv misa patas from mamon, from the mevelotis. But the other pasuk von shosik every shosik is in the middle of the parsha of Malkus. V'hayom bina kosa rasha, the bila shofar we call the funny kedev shosik and mispar. The bezin should administer Malkus. Connotation is Malkus mishim rish yachasat tamachayvo. The atamachayvo mishim shtei rish is the bezin only administers Malkus. They don't make him pay mamon. So you need one kumble with the rabbinate misa patas from mamon. The other kumble with the rabbinate pasuk tells you that Malkus patas from mamon. The other Gemara says, but a mayor can't accept that. The last line of Lama Zayin of Aleph. Well, the Rav Meir, the Omar. Rav Meir's opinion in the Mishnah, Malkus, the Gemara, in the beginning of the parak quoted it already. That there is a machlokes in the Mishnah in the first parak in Malkus, where the Malkus patas from mamon. So according to Rav Meir, Malkus does not patas from mamon. So that pasuk in Chumash Dvarim that says Von Shosik Gedei Rishosai isn't really going on what it says there. It's like a Menu Inyan Lagufa Tenehu Inyan Ladover Acher. The parsha talks V'Hayon Bina Kosa Rosha V'Hitpil Asher B'Kol Afanik Gedei Rishosai. You only give him the Malkus, you don't give him another Reish. Rav Meir doesn't hold like that. Rav Meir says Malkus doesn't part of him anything. So it must be a Menu Inyan Lamalkus Umam and Tenehu Inyan for something else. So what can it possibly be talking about? The Gemara says, no, according to Rameh, it goes that Misa Patas Malkus. The Pasuk in Mishpatim, Emosan Yevan Asata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, tells you that Misa Patas from Mamon. And this Pasuk tells you that Misa Patas from Malkus. Why would I have thought to distinguish? The Gemara says, one might have thought that since the both punishments are Einish Aguf, so it's a Misa Arichta. That's the fourth line from the top of Laman Zayin and Beis. He would have thought that's a Misa Arichta. So Kamashmal on the Pasuk that you don't say like that. And if you only have that Pasuk, I would have thought, okay, you don't give two Onshe Aguf. But if you have Misa and Mamon, one is Anish Aguf, one is an Anish Mamon, then you should give both. That's why I needed both Pesukim. Then the Gemara is in the mood already of explaining why you need two Pesukim for Kamlei with the Rabbinai. So the Gemara is going to discuss, why do you need so many Pesukim that say the same thing? That a person who is a murderer, from the nefesh should say, Torah says if a person murdered and deserves a death penalty, the skila sreifa herig and chenek. What punishment does the murderer get? Murderer gets sayif. How do you know that he gets sayif? Because the pasuk says, nokam yinokim. Where does it say, nokam yinokim? It says, if you kill your eved kanaini, if you kill your own eved kanaini and he survives 24 hours. If he survives for 24 hours, and then he dies, so you know, the Odon doesn't get the Einish Misa. If I kill someone else's Evik 90, even if he dies a month later, I get an Einish Misa. But if I kill my own Evik 90, and he survives for 24 hours, so then Yoma Yamayim, so Lo Yukam. But if he dies within 24 hours, Nokim Yinokim. Lo Yukam means you don't give him the Kama, you don't take the Kama from him. And if he does not survive 24 hours, then nokim yinokim. So what does it mean, the comma? The Gemara quotes the pasuk, cherev nekem is the kambris, it says in the Teichichet. So you see that the loshen nokim yinokim, to punish a person with death, has the connotation of death by sword. What kind of a sword? What kind of a sword? You take a hatchet and you chop his neck over here. The Gemara says, no, that's what you do by an egla rufo. If you find a dead person was murdered, if a person gets a heart attack and he drops dead, there's no din of egla rufa. But if a person is thinking, what's a chol ba'adam? If chol means it was murdered in Eretz Yisrael only, it doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz. If you find chol ba'adam in a Jewish chol, meisa akum also there's no din. You have to measure to the city svivus chol and to determine based on korav where which city the murderer probably came from. So the ziknehu irahi of the city that's closest, Irak Roy Belachalo, have to bring an egla rufum. What do? They chop off its neck. So how do they chop off its neck? They take a sharp knife and they shecht it. No, the Gemara says they take a kupitz, a hatchet, and they cut and they bang the neck over here in the back. So the Gemara says, it says in the parsha, right after bringing egla rufum, so it says, so the Gemara understands that to mean the same way we gave Arifa to the Egla Rufa, namely by chopping off the neck, that's how you should kill the murderer. The same way we did Egla Rufa, by the neck. Cherev Nokemis the Kambris tells you, shows you that Nokem Yenokem means with a sword. Maybe the sword means he cut off his hands and his feet and he dies, and he loses so much blood that he dies. And Mara says, no, it has to be Menatzava, just like Arifa Segla Rufus, when the Tzavor. So too, Malahalam Betzavar, Abkam Menatzavar. Then the Gemara says, maybe you use a kupitz, maybe you use a hatchet, and you bang in the back. The Gemara says, no. The Pasuk says, V'yahavta L'riachot Kamboicha. We usually assume that that's the obligation to treat people who are living nicely. Kavod Abrius. So the Gemara says, yeah, in addition to that, it also has a connotation of, when you're giving the death penalty, Dror L'misa Yofel. That's what Tosfos and Sanhedrin discusses. Where in the world did the Gemara said get such an einfall? The Vehaftarach HaKamuchah goes on administering Lisa's Besen. But that's what it says in the Gemara. It also goes. It goes on living people. You should be kind to other people. And also, when you're administering Lisa's Besen, it should be Vehaftarach Brodla Misa Yofim. So therefore, when you give Sayif, you don't use a kupitz, you don't use a hatchet, and you don't cut from the back, you cut from the front. He's going to die faster. That's how Rashi explains in the Gemara. The same thing, Sreifa. How many people get Saif? How many people got Saif? So only two people. The Ratzach gets Saif, and the Anshi Irinidachas also gets Saif. For Akhtal of Picharib, it says they get Saif. Usually, one who worships Abu Dazor gets Skila. That's the most Chamadika Einish. We assume Skila is Mohammed and Sreif. Skila, Sreifa, Eric Chenik. Like Satanan, we assume Skila is worse than Sreifa. So if the Yochid worships Avodah Zarah, he gets Skila. If the whole city worships Avodah Zarah, so they get Misa Saif instead of Skila. But on the other hand, Mamayna Movad, you have to burn down the whole city. You have to destroy all of their property, even if it's in another city. And if a Yochid worships Avodah Zarah, then he gets the higher form of Misa's Bezin. He gets Skila and Mamayna Polat, and his property is not destroyed, and it goes Beirusha to his children. So the only two people that get Saif are Anshayim and Idachans, that's Beferish and Pasuk, the Ficharev, and the murderer, because it says Nokem Yenokem, and the word Nekama has the connotation of Cherev Nekem is the Kambris. And this pasuk about Tat Devira Adam Nokem Bekevecho, that tells you that it should be Menatzava. You don't cut off his hands and legs and let him die from loss of blood. You chop off his neck, and after Racha Kamalcha tells you, you don't chop it off in the back with the kupitz. You cut it in the front with a sharp knife. Okay. So where else do you have the Haftarach HaKamoicha applying to determine the form of the Mises Bez? And the Gemara has it by Sreifa. One, who gets Sreifa? Let's say Baskan Shazinsa gets Sreifa. Okay. So how do you give Sreifa? So you can take a live person and burn him to death. That's one form. That's going to be torture. That's going to take a long time. And the person's going to be in pain a lot when you burn a person alive. So nicer would be, the Gemara says, if you take metal and you heat it till it liquefies and you pour it down the person's throat, you burn out the kishkas. That's called Sreifas Neshama V'guf Kaim. It's going to take faster and it's going to be less pain. So it could well be that if you burn the person alive, you're also in fulfillment of Sreifa. But we have to, Racha Kamocha tells you, when you have a choice of either doing A or B, you choose the one that's a Brola Misa Yofa. Over here also, let's say instead of doing Sayif in the front with the Saif, let's say you use a kupitz in the back. It could be that you will be Yotze the Mises Bezin. It's also called Saif. But you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, we have to L'Racha Kamoicha.
If there's no Allah available, should, contrary to, you should burn them? Could you straighten?
Could be. It could be.
That
the Gemara tells the story that in the days of the Amoraim, 40 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni, the Sanhedrin went into Golus. The Sanhedrin is supposed to meet in Lishkas Hagosas. And when they leave, they don't have the full din of Sanhedrin anymore. The Ramban holds they don't have a din of Sanhedrin at all. The Ramban holds they don't have the full din of Sanhedrin. So therefore, the whole system of Sanhedrin, you have the Sanhedrin Gedolim meets in the Lishkas Hagosas, and all the Sanhedrin Ketanis that consist of 23 members all over the world. You can have chutzlots also. You can only confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael, but once the person gets smicha in Eretz Yisrael, he can function as a member of a Sanhedrin Ketana chutzlots as well. So the whole system of Sanhedrin is all based on the assumption that you have a Sanhedrin Gdol in the Lishkas HaGozes. So Aborim Shana Kodim Shechor Vabayis Golos of Sanhedrin, self-imposed Golos, they left, the Gemara gives a whole reason why they felt to have to leave the Lishkas HaGozes. And the Gemara said this had halachic significance, that you can no longer be done din in the Foshes. That was 40 years before the year 70, at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni. Then the Gemara says, in the days of the Amoraim, deep into the days of the Amoraim, One of the Amoraim who didn't have any smicha, in the days of Aram and Bavel, nobody had any smicha. They gave Sreifa to a Baskoyan Shezinsa, and they burnt her on the Chavila Ismaris. They made a fire, and they burnt her alive. So the Gemara says, the Amora made two little mistakes. One mistake was that after the 40 years, after Churban HaBayis, and 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, nobody in the fire made a little mistake. Then the second mistake was that that's not the way you do Sreifa. The way to do Sreifa is you pour down the molten lead and it burns out the kishkas. So it's a very strange story. He made two major mistakes. How can he make such... How can he be a dayan on Din Nefash if he doesn't know the ABC of Hilchas Din Nefash? So the Marshal on the bottom of the Marshal, on that Gemara in Sanhedrin, has a famous comment that everybody talks about. He thinks that the one kasha faremph is the other kasha. That the Gemara has a cloud. We spoke about it. Bez makam yonchen shalom and adin. If they feel that it's necessary, and Bisman Azed says even the Zayn Tuva here, the seven members of the board can administer Misa. They can give Misa if they feel it necessary. They can give Malkus if they feel it necessary. Lahayro Asha Lamigda Milsa. So this Amoira decided he has to put an end to all of this preachers, to all this news that's going on. So he wanted to give the death penalty to the Baskoyin Shezinsa. But after the Churban HaBayis, after the 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, he can't give Einish Mises Bezen. So he wanted to give Lahayro Asha Lamigda Milsa. So the Gemara's Loshin, the Gemara quotes from Megillas Tainus. Bezen Makman Shel Shalom and Adin. Then it says, "V'lo lav al dira Torah, elo kadei lasa siog la Torah." The bezin shouldn't violate the laws of the Torah when they give the guy misa. They give the guy malchus elo lasa siog la Torah. They're doing it l'tikin ha'olam l'hayrosha l'migdam also. What kind of a lashon is that? "V'lo lav al dira Torah." A very strange lashon. So the Mashal comes up with this suggestion, and it's interesting. It's a tshuva from the Maharam Lublin, where the Maharam writes the exact same thing on this Gemara. Exactly on this Gemara. He says that the Marshal says, and the Maharam says the same. If it would have been Mizman HaMikdash, and he would really, really be administering Sreifas Baskoyin Kiddin, he knew the din. The more correct way, the more elegant way to give Sreifa is burning down, pouring down the molten lead. But because it was Batoris HaRasha, so he doesn't want anyone to think that he's administering Mises Bezdem Bezman HaZeh. So Bedapkin should not give it the same way it's done Bezman HaMikdash. So that's why he says one kasha faremphas the other kasha. The Gemara says that he made two mistakes, and the Mashal is saying a whole shtickle term, one kasha faremphas the other kasha. So he's arguing with the Gemara. Apikeres, how can you argue with the Gemara? So he says, I'm arguing about history, and then he kechela kala Gemara. The Gemara is giving a historical judgment that the Amora made two mistakes. I hold he didn't make any mistakes. He knew both dinim, and he says one kasha faremph is the other. He thinks that you're allowed to argue with the Gemara in history. Marshal thinks you're allowed to argue with the Gemara in history.
Once he's not going to be doing the Sreifa, that's exactly the same thing as Sreifa of Baskoyin. Why doesn't he do like Henek or Tzayef or any of the other ones? So you know, if you want to make it together, but you want to show that it's not all the same, just do something that's totally different.
Well, he should move it to I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
How's it not arguing again?
The Gemara says the Amora has two strikes against him. He made a mistake that you don't administer Mises Bezdem Bezman HaZeh, and you made a mistake that's not the correct way to do Sreifa. So the Marshal says, one kasha faremph is the other. The Amora knew that you're not allowed to administer Mises Bezdem today. And he only gave it L'Hiru Ashur, the Migda Milsa, based on the Brisa that the Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes, that involved in Aleph. Shamati, it's a Brisa in Megillas Tainus. Shamati, Shebezdem Akam Yanshu Shalem, and Atinim, V'loi Lava Al Diretera, what do you mean, v'lo lava diretor? What business is going to be over diretor? That means when you want to do the Hirosha, you can't do exactly what the Torah says to do under correct circumstances. You're going to do it bezman hazeh. You can't do that. That's lava diretor. So he didn't want to do lava diretor, so he gave the wrong form of sreifa. He gave a different form of sreifa. If it would have been bezman hamikdash, he would have given the correct form of sreifa. That's what we discussed. The Ramah in the beginning of Chosh Mishpah quotes this, and it's a Riven on the bottom of the Rif, beginning of Perak Narish and his Patsa. What's a din of Adis and Fata Bizmaze? So Adis and Fata is Knas, and for Knas you need Smuchim. For Dine Torah, a lot of times you need Smuchim. And the Gemara said that Bizmaze, we can don Dine Torah based on Shlichosayu, Koab Dino. Shlichosayu in the days of the Gemara meant that the Rabbanim and Bavel, the Tamin Chachamim and Bavel, didn't have Smicha. But the word Tamid HaChachamim in Eretz Yisrael did have smicha, So the Talmid Chachamim and Bavel are functioning as if they were made shluchim. They're the shluchim of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. Zmanas and nobody has any smichas. How can anybody? Who are we? Shlichu Zayuav. So Tosfos and all the Rishonim say Shlichu Zay the Kamoy Ko Abdinan. We're not the shluchim of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. They themselves don't have it in smicha. We're the shluchim of the Rabbanim who died 1,500 years ago when there still was smicha in Eretz Yisrael. So it's the chapela. We discussed the chapela. What do you mean shlichu Zay of a dead person? The Mishnah says in the first parak in Gittin, the husband gives a get to the shliach and he tells the shliach, deliver the get to my wife, then the husband dies before the shliach delivers the get. So it says, ain't get lachamisa. You can't give a get after the mashalech died, the whole shliach is his bottle of mavuto. How can you say, we are shliach usai de kamoy kavdina? It doesn't make any sense. And even in the Gemara, it doesn't make sense. What do you mean shliach usai kavdina? The Rabbanim and Babel don't have smicha. The Rabbanim and Ezel do have smicha, so they function as their shluchim. And if a kohen is lazy to go to the Beis HaMikdash, he'll send me. I'll be makriv karbon. A kohen is he gets tired when he holds his hands up. So he'll send me. I'll hold my hands up and I'll duchen. You can send a shliach to duchen. What are duchens? Has to be a kohen. So the one who paskens it in Torah has to be a samach. What do you mean? The samach is going to make a non-samach into a shliach, but he doesn't have the qualifications of being a samach. How do you say shlichu sayu? So some rishonim say the Rashba writes a shlichu sayu. Just means hefke bezna hefke. It's just a melitza, mikradin, the bezn who doesn't have any smicha, doesn't have the ability to function. And with the rabbanim, we say hefke bezna hefke. We enable them to function. That's the Rashba says like that. He disagrees with Tosfos. Tosfos understood shlichasai works on the level of their isa. Because Tosfos asks Akasha, there is a Gemara in Yivamis, in the Sugya of Geirus, where the Gemara says, Geratzor shloisha mishpat ksibbei. When you mekabel a ger, it has to be in the presence of a bezin of three men. That's a gemara. The geris has to be in the presence of a bezin of three men. Ger tzar shloisha mishpat ksibbei. So Tosfos says if you need a bezin has to be smuchim. Bezman hazeh, nobody has smicha. Not only from the competing theological seminary, even our yeshiva doesn't have real smicha either. It's just imitation smicha. So how can anybody be mekabel a ger if nobody has bona fide smicha? The Tosfos says shlichusai kavdinon, just like with the shlichusai that enables the batidinim to function in it in Torah, shlichusai kavdinon. So he says shlichusai by geiris as well. So the Rashba asks, what do you mean shlichusai by dinim amenis is based on hefke bezna hefke? Shlichusai doesn't work in the Torah. There's no way to explain shlichusai. It only works with the rabbanon hefke bezna. How can you say hefke bezna hefke on a geir? In the Torah, he's a goy gomer because he need beznam shloshes smuchim. So how can you say shlichus amitam shlichus becomes a ger? So the Rashba disagrees and he says, no, the din always was that ger needs a bezin of three. The three members of the bezin never needed to have smicha. It was never required. It's a bezin, but there is no such halacha that every bezin needs smicha. A bezin is going to paskin something to each shlicha. Bezin by geris is not paskining anything. Before he's tovel in the mikveh, he's a goy. And after he's tovel in the mikveh, he becomes Jewish. That's open and shut case. There's no shaila, there's no tintara to paskin about. So that's a machlekes. Tosfos holds that smicha is a din of bezin. Whenever you have a bezin, you have to have smuchim. That's the qualification to be served as a member of bezin. You need smuchim, even though they're not going to paskin anything. It's a bezin lekiyam adova, like two eidim by a chasana. It's eidis lekiyam adova, so the bezin by geris is a bezin lekiyam adova. Now they're not paskining anything. So Tosfos' sheet is every bezin in the world has to have smicha. And shlichusai works min haTorah, so you have to understand what does it mean. And the Rashba disagrees, but Tosfos says shlichusai. There's no way to explain shlichusai min haTorah. Shlichusai is just another way of saying hefker bezna hefker, and it doesn't work in Issa v'Hetta. Hefker bezna hefker is only dini mamonis. This is the first nesivus in Chodesh Mishpat. Simon Aleph, Sevkot and Aleph. The first simon in Shulchan Aruch says it's a mitzvah to be mamid dayanim mechol plach a plach in all areas in Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah to mamid dayanim. So in Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to establish a bezdin in every single city. In Chutz La'aretz, it's a mitzvah to establish a bezdin in every b'chol plach plach in every region to take care of all of the cases, like we had. The bezdin meets Sheni v'Hamishi. Tosfos said before the takana, they used to meet every single day, and then Ezra made the takana. They only meet on Sheni v'Hamishi. How can it be? So Tesnah, before Takanas Ezra made 10 Takanas. One of the Takanas was Bez Meet Sheni V'Chamishi. And before then, the Gemara said Bezin meets every day. So what do you mean? He limited it. So the Tosafot says, no, before that, the Bezin didn't have any specific day that they met. All the days would be equal. If someone would call up the Bezin office, they need a Yeshiva's Bezin. The Bezin would meet any day of the week that it is. And after that, Ezra made a takana. No, every Sheni Machamisha, the Bezin, the people should sit in the office and wait to see if people will come. So on the first Sif in Shulchan Aruch, when it says it's a mitzvah l'hamid ayanim, so then in Sivius writes, is that mitzvah fulfilled today min ha-Torah? Is it only fulfilled min the Rabbon? Because nobody has any real smicha. So we rely on Shlichusayu. So he says, according to the Shitas HaTosis, Shlichusayu works min ha-Torah. Whereas according to the Rashbo, Shlichusayu is only min the Rabbon. It doesn't work min ha-Torah. How does it work min ha-Torah? That's what the Rashbo says. There's no way in the world to explain how Shlichusayu can work min ha-Torah. So the Chasam Sefer has a famous explanation in the Tshuvas, and the Chiddush Aran on the first daf in Sanhedrin writes the same in the name of the Ramban. He says that the din that had yoytis, a person who doesn't have smicha, cannot serve as a member of the Bezin, that's because there's an iser. The pasuk says, "Eila mishpatei mashatasin lifneihem, lifneihem velo lifnei arkoes, lifneihem velo lifnei hedyoytis." You can't go to a non-somach. So included in lifneihem velo lifnei hedyoytis is that there's an iser. You're not allowed to go to a non-somach. It's not bekovedik. The Ramban's lashon is yenoytel kisron shel hasmuchim. You're using the crown that's supposed to be reserved for the rabbanim who have smicha. If a person who doesn't have smicha is going to function on a bezdin, so that's highly improper. He's not allowed to do that. It's not bekovedik to the smuchim. And then there's a psul. If a person is a hedya, doesn't have smicha, so the whole bezdin is puzzle. So the Ramban explains, quoted by the Ran, and the Chasam Sofer explains, that shlichusai means that the smuchim are moichal on the kovet. Once the moichal on the kovet, so there's no iser, that the hedyot is noitel kisran shel hasmuchim. Once there's no iser, so the mele there's no psul. The din that hedyot is apostle odun, the psul is a function of the iser. So once the smuchim are moichal on the kovet, there's no iser, so the mele there won't be any psul. So the taisa sheet is that this works manatera. Shlichusai works manatera, and the vort is that moichal on the kovet. Mochel on the kovet, so the mele there's no psul. So there's a raivet on the bottom of the rift, in the beginning of Perek Narishan Ispatsa, quotes Tshuvas HaGoinim, which the Ramona in the beginning of Chosh Mishpat, and in Beis and Megimel, Ramona quotes also, what's the din of Oynes HaMefata B'zman HaZeh? Nobody has any smicha. Can you say Shlichu Sayu? So the Gemara says, you only say Shlichu Sayu on a milsa d'shchicha v'izbe chisaren kis. That's the Gemara in Perek HaChayvel. Milsa d'shchicha v'izbe chisaren kis. A knas by definition. There's no chisar and kis. Knas says yosem imashi izik. So you can't say shlichusai wana knas. So you can't be dan dini knasas bizman hazeh. So a man is ma'anis a woman and he walks off scot free. The bezin doesn't do anything to him. So the Ravid quotes the Tshuvas HaGoinim. The bezin should call the guy in and tell him, look here, we can't force you to pay anything, but the girl doesn't have to be meichel you. You are ma'anis her. The girl doesn't have to be meichel you unless you pay her some reasonable amount of money. So some of the goyim write, the bezin shouldn't say, we're going to put you in cherem unless you mefayis the girl and you should give a chamishim shekel kesef. You're twisting his arm to make him pay exactly what it says in the chumash, the kas chamishim shekel kesef, and that's exactly what we're not allowed to be dam bizman hazeh. So the bezin should say, we're going to put you in cherem until you be mefayis the girl. The girl doesn't have to be in espayis. Unless you pay her 60 shekel kesef or 40 shekel kesef, they shouldn't say chamishim. If they say chamishim, that's exactly what the Torah says. And the Torah says you should only do that if you have shlosha smuchim. If you don't have smuchim, as man has said, there's no shlichusai man knas, because it's leis bechisar and kis. So the benzin should either say a larger amount or a smaller amount. They shouldn't say the same amount. So that's mamish, that tshuvas hagayim. That's exactly the same as what the Maharam in the tshuva wrote and this Maharshal. They can, yeah, they can.
What about like Malkos Mardis or something like that? Can they do that nowadays or no?
Yeah, just like they can give Misa Bizman HaZeh, so they can give Malkos Mardis Bizman HaZeh. The Gemara gives the case. A man rode on his horseback. The Tanoim made Zera the Rabbi, not allowed to ride horseback on Shabbos. You may break off a branch to whip the horse. So if a person rides horseback he didn't do anisa deraisa, he only violated a gzeira derabbanan. And rochma gabi sus. So the Gemara says they once gave the death penalty to a man because they saw that this wise guy is going to violate the din derabbanan and he's going to get away with it. So everyone's going to violate, so the whole din derabbanan will fall apart. So they wanted to be mechazik the din derabbanan, said he gave the guy death penalty, shaloi kedin. Then the Gemara has another instance. They gave a guy makas mardis. He was with his wife in public. He slept with his wife in public. It's an act of pritzis. But what avera? What lo sesed did he violate? It's a very disgusting thing. So they gave him makas mardis. Al shebo alishta befarhesia, bo alishta bashuk. So the Gemara says you can give. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you can give makas mardis and you can give me some. Yeah.
Is that
okay? Yeah, that is okay. Dov min haTorah b'kum v'yasei. To give Malkus at Gemisa. So the Doros, the Gemara had a discussion, and Yivamas da Peches, Peites da Tzadik. The Doros, we say, in Koch Laka Bikum Vyasei Le Doros. But Lohiru Ashur, the Migda Milse, if they feel it's really, really necessary, and something will be accomplished, then you may. And the Gemara proves it from this Brisa. Shamaita, Shebez Makam Yonchen Shalem and Adin. They give Misa, they give Malkus. That's Akira's Dovman Ator Bikum Vyasei Lohiru Ashur, Le Migda Milse. So that brisa in the Megillas Tainus that says Bezdin can do it, so that lashon is interpreted both by the Chuvas Maharam, Maharam Lublin, and by the Marshal. They were contemporaries. They both say the same pshat. You shouldn't give him the exact same punishment that the Torah says, because the Torah's punishment is only if you have smuchim, or the Torah's punishment on Nisa is only if you have. And Sanhedrin, there is no Sanhedrin today, so it should be something off.
Why is this concern with Kirat Dharma Torah? Let's say like there was a religious government in Israel, they have to follow and adopt the Torah's laws, they can't add anything in addition, you know, they can't throw people in jail because the Torah doesn't have any jail time?
They have to add on laws, Lohi Rosh, the Migdamus, so they should add on.
Is that Kirat Dharma Torah? They add like throwing people in jail and stuff?
No, the Torah has jail. They put him in the Mishmar.
You shouldn't run away.
Right, so they knew what to do.
No, but he wants to know jail as a punishment. You want to say jail as a prevent them from running away. There's two different jails. They have a right to put people in jail, but they can't have a chok kavua that whoever does this avera, put them in jail. There is no such punishment. The judge has a right to put him in jail if he wants to. You can make him pay you money, and make him put him in jail, and beat him up. Has to be one of several options. You can't pass a law, the oil and void, that whoever does this crime goes to jail. Because we don't have such a punishment, so you're inventing a new thing. Right, the Gemara says they're only Meichel on the Kavod if it's Milsed the Shchicha v'Iz Beichis Aron Kis. Otherwise, they're not Meichel on the Kavod. But once they are Meichel on the Kavod, then the Ramban holds that it works Men at Torah. That it's even the Bezna Shalad Yaitis is kosher, even Men at Torah, yeah. So the Gemara is working out all the Psukim on Laman Zayin on the base. So you have a Pasuk that one who killed, who deserves a death penalty. He deserves the death penalty. Then there's another pasuk. If he killed b'shogeg and he's supposed to run away to the Ori Miklot, and he wants to pay koifer to the yorshim of the horug, the person whom he killed accidentally, so the Torah says he doesn't get off the hook. We shouldn't allow him to pay koifer. That he shouldn't. If he wants to pay koifer, fine. But we shouldn't pat to him from Golus. So the Gemara said, why do you need two psukim? If you would have only had the pasuk that one who killed b'shoigeg cannot pay koifer to pat himself, I would have thought, so what's so bad? Let him go to Dari Miklut for 20, 30 years till the Kohen Gadol dies. But if he murdered the mazid, he's going to get a death penalty. Maybe the Torah will have rachmanis. There's metilas neshama there. The guy's going to lose his life. So one might have thought, maybe koifer is good. To remove the chiyuv misa, the koifer is not good. To remove the chiyuv golus, what's so bad? Let him go to golus. If it would be the reverse, if you'd only have the one pasuk that says listik koifer the nefesh yotzecha shehu rosh alomus, oh, what if that because he murdered b'mezid, then koifer does not. But if he only killed b'shoigeg, and there is a kapara, let him go to the mikloth. I would have thought that paying kaifer is also a kapara. That's why you need a two psuk. The pasuk l'sikha kaifer to the one who killed the mezid, and l'sikha kaifer to the one who killed b'shoig. But then you have a third pasuk that says again, Chalchem Ashiach min ha'adam lo yipadem mos yumas. Isn't that, doesn't mean the same thing? Chalchem Ashiach min ha'adam, if it doesn't declare that he deserves the death penalty, lo yipadem mos yumas. So what do you need a third pasuk? That if he murdered the mezid? So the Gemara says, well, maybe that pasuk means a totally different thing. What could it possibly mean? So the Gemara quotes, there's a machlokes hatanoim. Maybe that pasuk tells me that there's an institution of hayotzei lehorik. A person, mishanik madin alamisa, when beznav chav gimel makes a gmardin lamisa, we declare that the nidon is now considered a gavrik tila. He's considered as if he's dead. L'maynaf kemina. What's the significance of saying that? Not just like Gmar Din Lamisa, you have to give him the death penalty. He's already considered a Gavrik Tilum. So one nafkemina is that there's no longer a Lava Vlai Sirtzach. Let's say someone murders him. If someone murders someone else, he's Chai Misa. Someone murders one, is Nigmar Din Lamisa. The fellow is Machal Shabbos and doesn't make a Gmar Din, they're going to give him Skila. And then an enemy of his comes and he shoots him. Not because he's so upset, why is Machal Shabbos? He shoots him because he hated him. He always hated him. So now he shoots him after Bezin made a Gemar Din. So Gemara learns out from the Pasuk that after Bezin already made a Gemar Din, the Nidon, the one who is judged, is considered a Gavik Tila, but Haharga ain't an Aragola. Someone's going to kill him, he won't be Chayv Misim. It's considered a Gavik Tila. That's what we said over from the Or Sameach. The Gemara in the beginning of the Perek spoke, and other Masechtas, you have a concept. If you're talking about which Isser is Mochamon and which, so sometimes you have an Isser that's Huta Mechlaloi. Sometimes you have an Isser that sometimes is Mutter, has exceptions to the rule. Other Isserim, there are no exceptions to the rule, never Huta Mechlaloi. So the Or Sameach raises the question, how come we never found in the Gemara that the Lav of Lo Sirtzach is Kal in a certain sense, it's not so Chomer, because Huta Mechlaloi. That in the case of Din and Nefashis, you're allowed to kill a guy. How come the Gemara never says that? That the Lav of Lo Sirtzach is Huta Mechlaloi. So he says it's not Huta Mechlaloi, because the Bezin doesn't, no one gives the death penalty till Bezin makes first the Gemara Din that he's Chayv Misa. Once Bezin declares that he's Chayv Misa, the Halacha considers him a Gavrik Tila. And a Gavrik Tila, there's no Lav of Lo Sirtzach, a Horgain and Aragolov. So you never really violate Lo Sirtzach. It's not that you have a heter to violate Lo Sirtzach by the Haruge Bezin, by the Mrs. Bezin. Because Bezin always makes a Gemar Din Lamisa first, so he's considered a Gavrik Tilum. That was your Sameach's suggestion. What else do you have a din? A person, Mishanig Madino, is considered a Gavrik Tilum. So there's another din in Sanhedrin. The Gemara has in Sanhedrin, Pikoch Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos, Pikoch Nefesh Doicha Kolotar Kula, but Pikoch Nefesh of a Gavrik Tilum is not Doicha. Let's say a person is Nigmar Din Lamisa, and they're going to give him the death penalty soon. And all of a sudden, he's getting a heart attack and he's going to die. So, and the only way to save him is by giving him trefa. So we'll do an Issa. We'll do an Issa to save his life. So we want to keep him alive till we administer the Mises Bezin. So would you say you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos? Would you permit someone to violate an Issa to extend the life of the person until we administer the Mises Bezin? Mar says no. If the fellow is already Nigma Dina Lamisa, he's a Gavrik Tilo, then you're not allowed to be Mechal, you're not allowed to Oivra Nisar. The Chai Behem Aloshi Omas Behem, that Bikoch Nefesh is Decha Kola Tarakula, only applies to a Gavra who's alive. A Gavrik Tilo, a person who, Alpi Aloha, is considered as if he's dead, so you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life.
According to Ramban, who thinks that we don't reject the earlier reason of Chalal Shabbat 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 Shabbat. Right, so maybe for some reason we'll die. He's not LP, probably he's not going to die before next Shabbos.
Yeah.
Why can I save him? If not, I mean, he's not Shayach anymore. Why is he no longer Shayach to, Chalal Shabbos Achas?
Interesting question. I don't know. Okay, it's what they think about.
When you say the same about the Treifa, you can't be Chalal Shabbos save the Treifa?
No, the Pashtus says that not. I don't think so. I don't know. If you kill a trefi, you're not chayv misa because gavrik tila. But over here, by mishanig medina lemisa has more dina. I don't know. That's a good question. Why do you distinguish between a treifa, means shindig madina lamisa? The pashtus is, you are mechal Shabbos to extend the life of the treifa. Treifa can live on, yeah. You are mechal Shabbos. I don't know. So here there's a machlokes hatanam. Is there a third din? There aren't so many halachas based on agav ktila. One is a harga and a neragalav, and another one is you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save his life. And the third one is a machlokes hatanam on our daf, on lamed zayin on the base. Do you say ein lo dom? Do you say ein lo erech? If I say dom of, I take a neder, dom of alai. I pledge to give to the Beis Hamikdash the value of this person. So then the Mishnah says in erech in the first Mishnah, shaman also gever anim kabashuk. He tried to assess how much would it be worth if it would be sold on the slave market, if there is a slave market. In America, there's no slave market, so it's not shach to give any money. Other countries in the world, there is a slave market. So that's we discussed. That's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Gever anim kavashuk means like an eved ivri or an eved knayni. What kind of an eved? Our Gemara we said is mashma beferish eved knayni. So how could it be a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? That's a strong kash, but that is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos.
In the narrative, that means he's not chayav yisur. The guy, somebody who's has to get a death penalty, and somebody else killed him. In the narrative, he's not
high
for killing, but is it
mutter? Probably
not
mutter.
So it's not
mutter.
It's
I don't think there's an isser. I don't think it's an isser. It's a different isser. I know as dvarim, you're causing him pain, or maybe it's an isser. But the isser loisirtzach isn't there. If there would have been loisirtzach, there would have been a death penalty. The fact there's no death penalty implies that there's no loisirtzach. It's a different isser. Different is it, causing pain to a Jew. When you give him the Mises Bezen, so you have no choice, that you have to cause him pain. But when you're not giving him Mises Bezen, I'm shooting him with my own gun, and that's not the fulfillment of the mitzvah. I'm Mises Bezen, so that's an Isser of Chovel Bachaber, an Isser I know Zdvorim, to cause pain to the person. Yeah. So again, so the Gemara has there are two kinds of Nidorim. I can say Dom of Alai, I can say Erko Alai. If I say dom of alai, I pay shaman also ke ever anim ke bashuk, the first mission in Erech. And if I say erko alai, then it depends whether he's a man or a woman. It depends what the age is. Pochis b'me chodesh ein lo erech. Between chodesh and 5 years is one erech. 5 and 20, 20 and 60, and above 60. The four different categories of how much erech can you pay. So what if I say dom of alai on a person who is nigma dina lemisa? Has no value at all. What shach dom of alai? I'm going to pay kama hushav alim kabashuk. Which meshugan is going to want to buy him as an eved on nim kabashuk? If it's nigba din alamisa, they're going to kill him. The bezin is going to give him the death penalty. So if I say dom of alai on mishan nigba din alamisa, there's nothing to discuss. You pay nothing because he's worthless. What if I say erko alai? So that's a machleika satanoim. So we pass on la alacha mishan nigba din alamisa. That's what the pasuk goes on. If there's a person who's nigma dina lemisa, lo yipada, you don't pay erichin most yumas. Since he's chay misa, nigma dina lemisa, lo yipada, you don't pay erichin. And the other Tana disagrees. He said there is no such halacha.
Rabbi, this might be a little bit far fetched, but could we say that if there's a someone might want to buy him, like, let's say, like a gol hadam or something, like for like the 12 of Sana to kill him? In other words, like maybe, like let's say, I'm thinking, you said he has anal government, but maybe someone would want to buy him, like, since he's a status quo particular, you could kill him, you wouldn't be killed, and maybe like a family member would want to buy him so they could kill him.
Interesting question. Okay, I don't know. What do you mean? He's going to sell himself. Who has the right to sell a person? So if a person is nimka b'gnevasa, if he's stolen, he doesn't have money to pay the karen, so that bezna has a right to sell him. Or if he wants to be macheratz, he wants to sell himself. But if the guy's chayv misa, well, he's going to sell himself. So the whole thing is unreasonable. So we paskin la halacha yotzei lehareg. And someone said, Erko Alai. If he says, Dom of Alai, nothing to discuss, ain't lo domim. He's no value at all. He's worth zero. If he says, Erko Alai, the Dom of Ktuvim Beparsha, what he's worth more, worth less. So I should have said that he should pay. So there is one Tana. The Gemara says, who's the Tana? What's his name? Rab Chananya ben Akavya, hold that he is Nerach. He doesn't. Rav Nesha Dom of Ktuvim Beparsha. You pay a fixed amount, even though he's worthless, no one will want to buy him. But it doesn't matter. That's the difference between Erech and Adamim. So according to this Tanakh Anandi ben Akavya, what does the Pasig mean? Kolchem Shech Ma'adim lo yipadeh. The Gemara gives a whole different interpretation. But the way we pass in La'alacha, Kolchem Shech Ma'adim lo yipadeh means that you don't pay Erechin for Mishan Digma Dil Lamisa because he's a Gabrik Tila. Let's say on a dead person, Domov Alai. Domov Alai, Mesa Zasabana has no Dom. What if I say Erko Alai? Also, there is no Erechin for a Mesa, only Erechin for living people. So this person, Mishandig Madina Lamisa, is considered like a Garek Til, as if he were dead. And a dead person, there is no din of Erechin. Yeah, we pointed out the Loshen Lo Yipada is strange. Kalchem Ashiachem in Ha'odom means Mishandig Madina Lamisa. Lo Yipada, what do you mean Lo Yipada? Should say Lo Yishtaleim Erko. Ena Tamachuiv L'Shalem Erko. What do you mean Lo Yipada? So the Loshan Apostle, where the Gemara darshins it, sounds as if whenever I say Erko Alai, sounds as if I'm really being madish the person, and the Halacha says I have to be paid to him. That's a very strange understanding. So he pointed out that Mabit was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo. He was in the Bezna of Rabbi Yosef Karo. And the Mabit wrote, just like Rabbi Yosef Karo wrote the Kesem Mishnah, a commentary on the side of the Rama, gives all the Marmikaimah. So the Mabit wrote a Sefer, Kiryas Sefer. Not at all like the Kesa Mishnah. Kesa Mishnah always tells you it's a Mishnah, it's a Tosefta, it's a Chuvus Hagaynim, and it's a Gemara, and it's a Yerushalmi. He always gives you what the Marmakaimus are. The Kiryas Sefer philosophizes. He doesn't give Marmakaimus. So that's why the Kesa Mishnah was Zeicha. He's printed on the side of the Rama. Kiryas Sefer is a separate Sefer. Now they print it in the back of the Rama. But Kiryas Sefer always writes up as something curious, something different, something unusual, something exotic. So he has such a strange comment. He says, when you say Erko, I say Erki Olai, I'm really Magdish myself, and I have a Chiv to be paid to myself. That's the Pshat Erki Olai. If I'm Magdish, and if I say Erkecho Olai, it's not that I accept upon myself a Chiv to pay Erechin, Dam Haktsub and Parshim. What it means is, I was Magdish you. How can I be Magdish you? I was only Magdish you vis-a-vis that I have a chiv to be paid to you. A funny Lashon. So that, it's a very strange Kiryas Sefer. So that fits in with this pasuk. Kachem shach me'adam, lo yipada, you don't do the pidyon, because he's a gavrik tila. So the way the Gemara darshan is the pasuk, it sounds like that mabit. Sounds like that mabit. It's such a shilta gibarim, we pointed out on the first parak in Avodah Zarah. So gibarim answers a kasha against the Rabbeinu Hanana like that. Minig all over is that the person gets an aliyah on Shabbos Yontem, he says, Babush and Odar, he pledges to give money. Or they make appeals whenever you say Yisker. So they always make an appeal. That was always the whole reason why you say Yisker, because they used to make an appeal. Why they make an appeal? Because it's a special mitzvah to give tzedakah on Yomim Tovim. That's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontem. Rambam writes, Simcha doesn't mean eat, drink, and be merry. That's Simchas Hakeres. Simcha means to be Mesamech, the Lolim. To cheer up the less fortunate people. Ager, Yosem, Amon, Shevi, Kirbecha. You have to invite them to eat by you. You have to give them something for Yontif. That's the way to fulfill Simchas Yontif. So the... So the Mishnah says, in Beitzah, the end of Mishnah, the end of Beitzah around Lamed Vava, so Lamed Vava and Beitzah, the Gemara says, Ei Magdishin Ve Marichin. On Shabbos and Yontov, there's a Nisa Mekach Memkar, Zerishem Yichtov. Then included in Mekach Memkar is Ei Magdishin Ve Marichin. You're not allowed to be Magdish an animal, unless it's a Pesach Shulchalias B'Shabbos. So the Shchitas HaPesach is Dech HaShabbos, and he wasn't Magdish as Karban Pesach yet. So then the Gemara says, just like you're allowed to Shech the Karban Pesach on Pesach Holi B'Shabbos, you're allowed to be Magdish the animal also. If you're Mater Nisa the Reis of Shchita, you're certainly Mater Nisa the Rabbanan, Bei Magdishin. So the question is, how come we all take pledges? We pledge to give money to Tzedakah, Babush and Noda, and make an appeal for Tzedakah, and we answer, we pledge to give money. Isn't that exactly the Yisra of Bei Magdishin? So the Ran on the Mishnayis, and Beitza quotes from the Rabbeinu Hananel that the din of Bei Magdishin only applies if you're Magdish a Be'en. You magdish a house, you magdish a sefer, you magdish a specific object, karka metatlin. But if you pledge to give, to donate an amount of money, that's not called a violation of Mekech and Memka. Mekech, it's only a Magdishan, is only a form of violation of Mekech and Memka if you Magdish a particular thing. But then he has the Kasha, but it says not so in the Mishnah. So when you pledge money, that's an amount of money, so there's no violation of a Magdish. But then the Rishonim has the Rani has the Kasha and the Rabbein Hanan. It's not correct. It says a Marichin. Emarichin means you're not allowed to pledge to say Erko Alai. Erko Alai means you're accepting upon yourself to pay an amount of money. So you see that Emagdishin even goes, but there is no Bien, even just an amount of money you're not allowed to. So that's the kasha that the Rishonim ask against the Rabbein Chanan. Rabbein Chanan came to justify the practice that we have. We always say Babush and Noda. We say Misha Berech, and you pledge to give money to Tzedakah, to have a Tzedakah appeal. How are you allowed to do that? So the Shilti Gibarim on the first parak in Avodah Zarah, Shilti Gibarim is printed on the side of the Rif, otherwise known as Hagoas Alfasi, the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes the Shilti Gibarim, Shilti Gibarim was before the Ramah. So whenever the Ramah quotes it, he refers to it as Hagoas Alfasi. It was printed on the side of the Rif. So the Shilti Gibarim writes, that's the teretz under Rabbeinu Hananel. When you marich someone, you say Erko Alai, you're really being Magdish him. There's a specific bien, the person, you magdish him, with respect to that you are obligated to be paid to him in a hegdish. It's not that you accepted upon yourself an obligation, like dom of Allah, you accept an obligation to donate an amount of money to hegdish. Erech Alai means that you magdish him. And the whole institution of paying erechin is really that you paid them in a hegdish. If you say like that, the Lashon HaPasuk fits in very well. The Pasuk says, Kochem HaShach Ma'ad Muloyi Padeh. You're not mukhayif to be paid. You're not mukhayif to pay the money because he's a gabrek tila. But that's, even though the mabit has a lot of strange things. Shilti Gibarim is also usually more down to, even though they both say the same thing, that's really a believe it or not, that's a collector's item. The Posh Rishad is not like that. So if you don't assume like the mabit and like this Shilti Gibarim, you don't really understand why does it say lo yipada. How did the Tanoim interpret lo yipada, that it means you don't have to pay the erchin because he's a gabrik tila? Very strange. There's a deal in Achreinim. What if a bezn shal nochrim? Bezn shal nochrim has to benoich is nerek be'ed echud be'dayin echud. By Yisrael you need 2 8, I mean you need a bezn of 23 to administer Mises bezn. By b'nei noyach, one judge is enough, dayin echud, and 8 echud is enough. Benoich is nerek be'ed echud be'dayin echud. So let's say Anochri stole. So the Gemara says Anochri is chayv misa azarasim zui misos. Whenever the Anochri violates any one of the azaras, any one of the sheva mitzvahs being a noach and iser, so he's chayv misa. So let's say the judge paskins Pliny is chayv misa, and we're going to give him the death penalty. Would you say that Pliny now has the status of a gabrik tila? And if I'll say erko Allah, I don't have to pay. Is machlokes hatanaim in the beginning of erchem whether yesh erech leNochri or not? I say, Erko Alai on a goy, do I have to pay? So according to those Tanaim that you do, so what would be the din if the Bezn Shal B'nei Noach made a Gemar din on the person he deserved an Oynesh Misa? Is the Gemar din of a Bezn Shal B'nei Noach also called a Gabrik Tila? Makes the goy into a Gabrik Tila? And there wouldn't be a din if you hold Yesh Erech L'Noach, Yesh Erech L'Benach, Yesh Erech L'Nochri, he's a gabrik tila already because nigba dina lemisa wouldn't have any erchin, and he's saying no. The only abezn shal Yisrael has this halacha. Abezn shal Yisrael Sanhedrin makes a gemar din lemisa, so the nidon has the status of a gabrik tila. But abezn shal b'nei noach not. So that's a machlokes the Chacham Tzvi. Another achanim have a whole discussion about this.
Nobody would pay much in the shuk.
What do you say?
Still wouldn't pay much for him in the shuk.
No, if you say Dom of Alai, you don't pay anything because he's worthless. But if you say Erko Alai, so if you hold Yesh Erech LeNochrim, you pay Dom of Haktzum Parsha. If he's between the age of 20 and 60, you pay the full amount.
I thought that you, Narek isn't killed because he has no Kamishavu for a
No, if the Gemardin, if someone says dom of a lie, that you don't need a pasuk. Dom of a lie, you pay kamahu shavalim kabashuk is zero. The pasuk only goes on erech, because erech is domim haksuv meparsha. Doesn't matter how much he's worth, even if he's worthless, you pay the erechin. So still, the Gemara has a machlokes hatanan. We pasuk a gabra ketila has no erech, because it's like saying erko alai on a mace. He's a gabra ketila. So that's the machlokes achrayim, the Chacham Tzvi and others. What if a bezin shel goy made a gemar din on a nochri that he deserves a death penalty because he violated gezel, whatever? Would you treat the nochri as a gabra ketila that ain't lo erech?
Would it be the same if it was a goyish court on a Jew?
I don't think a goyish court has the right to make a gemar din on a Jew. What avera did the Jew violate? You have to have it. Could be. Could be. I mean, the Jew murdered somebody. So by us, we don't administer Mises, Bezen, Bisman, Shein, Beis, Amigdash, Kam. You have to have a Sanhedrin sitting in the Lishka Zagozis and the whole system of all the Sanhedrins. But the Bnei Noach have a right to give the death penalty Bisman Hazeh. So let's say the Bezen Shulgayim will say, we give a Gemar Din that your Jew deserves Mises, Bezen. Same Shiloh, okay. So you won't, you're right. You wouldn't have to get involved in the machlokes about the Yesherech Leben Noach.
Nowadays, for a lot of times, we go in, we're like, they put you on death row, but they don't always kill you. Like the halacha, if you get after margin, you have to die.
Supposed to give him right away. You're supposed to kill him right away.
There's no way out of it. You're gonna die no matter what.
Right.
By the going, a lot of times it happens. They have margin, but you don't actually get killed.
I mean they can repeal.
Yeah.
You can appeal
the
decision, and then the Bezdin can repeal the psak that they get. Because when they don't repeal the psak. So then he may be a gabrik
deal. We say if there's a lamed, someone's made a lamed, so we bring it back.
Okay. Right. But until you reverse the psak, he's a gabrik deal. So by the goyim also, until they reverse the psak, he's still a guy. He could be a gabrik deal. The only shayla is, the machlek says, maybe it's only a din when you have a bezna of chav gimel, a Jewish system of aloche, then there's a concept of a gabrik deal. By the goyim, maybe it's just. They kill him, Hashem. Maybe there's no Chal Hashem Gavra Ketila.
Is it the court or the din of the Ben Noah? I mean, let's say it's a Jewish court and judging the Ben Noah. Would he be able to be a Gavra Ketila then? Would there be machlokes about that?
I don't know. Interesting question. I don't know. I don't remember that they talk about it. I just remember they talk about Ben Noach Narek Be'edech or Be'edech and they made a Gavra Ketila. So would he be a Gavra Ketila? I don't know. Not sure what the din is. The Ramban and Chumash, as well as the Ramban in the Mishpat Acherim. The Ramban has a separate kunz called Mishpat Acherim. There's a major machlokes HaRishonim. What's the din of Cherim? Cherim is a din deraisa, a din derabbanan. When they put a person in Cherim, they want to punish him for an avera that he did. So is the obligation of the person to observe the Cherim? A Cherim is a curse, the guy should drop dead. A curse is a concept that exists on the level of the raisa. Usually the din is, let's call a cherish and not let a curse another Jew. But if the person ain't oisa maisa amcha, he did an avera, so the bezna has a right to curse him. It's permissible to curse him. So a cherim means they curse him, and the curse is nechnas into the ramach ivorim. The Gemara says in Moikot, a cherim is the same oisi as his ramach, that the curse should seep into his ramach ivorim and he should drop dead. And if he ultimately dies, bezin puts him in a cherim and then he dies. So we attribute his death to the curse of the bezin. We treat him like Haruge Bezin, that the children don't observe Avelus. When someone is put to death by the Bezin, the Skilus Refa Herig Achenik, and he's dead after they give him the Mises Bezin, so the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that the children don't observe Avelus, because the Pasuk says, Bavod Rishayim Rina. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, they quote the Mordechai, in Shulchan Aruch it says that if a person was Nisnada Umeiz Biniduya, Bezin put him in Cherim, and he never did Shuvah, and the Bezin never repealed the Cherim. So since the cherem is a curse that's nichnas into the ramach ivarim, it's considered as if he's haruge bezn. And it says, in fact, the Gemara Brachas quotes a Mishnah, bezn soklem esarono. When the guy dies, they put him in a coffin, bezn soklem. What do you mean soklem esarono? So the Mishnah says, not that you put a big pile, gegalo shel ochon, ochon bin karmi bin zavdi bin zerch violated the cherem yirichoy. So when he was buried, so they put a big pile of stones on his grave. So it says, Mishmeiz b'niduya, Bezin Sokol Masarona. It doesn't mean you put galo shalochan. It means you put a slab of stone on top of the coffin to demonstrate that he really deserved skilo. That's how the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Mordechai. that the guy really deserved skila, and the yorshim and the children don't observe avelos. That's the din. So cherem is a machlokes harishonim. When the person is put in cherem, has to observe, he's considered as if he were a gavur ketila, because Bezdin curses him, he should drop dead, and then he has to observe avelos on himself. So that's a machlokes harishonim. When the muhram has to observe avelos on himself, there are two forms. There's nidui and cherem. Either two or three. The machlokes harishonim, two or three. Nidui, cherem, shamta are three things, or nidui, cherem, and shamta are the same. Maybe there are only two things. There's nidui, and then there's shamta. So that's machlokes, are the two or three categories. But the cherem is a curse that the guy should die, and he has to observe avelos on himself because he's responsible for the fact that Bezdin gave him that curse. So that's a major machlokes, and there's a stir in Shulchan Aruch on this, whether the person who's in cherem has to observe avelos on himself, is that a din d'oraisa? He has to observe avelos on himself, or is that only a din d'rabban? It's negei in Hilchas Tfilin. It's negei in Hilchas Nedarim. Hilchas Tfilin, Gemara has a suffix, whether a person, Ovel Yom Rishon, also lo haniach Tfilin. What about a person who's in cherem? Is he also not allowed to wear Tfilin? Or not? So the Gemara has an ibay d'leib shita. So Shulchan Aruch, they discuss, how do we pasken? Some hold that that's a sveka d'oraisa l'chumra, that he's not allowed to wear Tfilin. Some hold sveka d'oraisa l'chumra, he has to wear Tfilin. What do you mean? Why sveka d'oraisa l'chumra not to wear? Say sveka d'oraisa l'chumra should wear the Tfilin. So there's a double shaila. There's one shaila whether the observance of the muhram, when the man who's in cherem observes avelus on himself, is that d'oraisa d'rabbanan? And then the other shaila is, on the assumption that it is d'oraisa, which way is l'chumra? Yes, to wear the Tfilin or not to wear the Tfilin? To go l'chumra on the Tfilin, yes, to wear, but to go l'chumra on the nidui, that he should observe the nidui, that he should not wear the Tfilin. So that's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. And then in the end of Yeridea, there's another din. Let's say a fellow took a neder, he will not eat potato chips for a period of 35 days, starting from this day to that day. And then in the middle of the 35 days, he was mezalzel in his neder, and he ate potato chips a couple of days. So strictly based on the neder, the neder is only from this day to this day, and that's all. He violated. What can you do? So they say in Shulchan Aruch, if the neder was a neder, sometimes it's only a make-believe neder midirabbana, sometimes it's a real bona fide neder deraisa. So if the fellow violated a neder deraisa, then we penalize him. Has to be noyik isa ki yomim shenog behem heter. He has to make tashlumin. He was mezalzel in the neder or the shvua 5 days, so we make him observe another 5 days. After the 35 days are up, we make him observe another 5 days. If he only violated a neder derabbanan, the Gemara has sometimes you have bal yachal midirabban, then you don't penalize him that he has to make up tashlum. But if he violated a neder derais, you do penalize him. So they discuss in Yeridea, at the end of Yeridea, what if they put him in nidui and he violated the nidui a couple of days? The certain things the menuda is not allowed to do, and he violated a couple of days. And then we're matter the nidui later on. He does tshuva and he asks for a hatar. So would we say he has to make tashlumin, he has to observe nidui another couple of days, ki yomim shenog b'hem heter, ki yomim shezilzul b'hem. So the shaila hinges on whether it's the observance of the menuda, he observes avelus on himself, is that the raisa the rabbanon? So there's a stira, I forgot which one. Hilchas tefillin it says one way, and Hilchas nidui it says the other way, whether it's the raisa the rabbanon. There's a stira in Shulchan Aruch that the Mefarshim talk about. So the Ramban on Chumash has on this pasuk towards the very end of Chumash Vayikra, Kochem Ashiachem in Adam Lo Yipode. One of the last psukim of Chumash Vayikra, chapter Chav Zayin, and the Ramban has a whole country, it's Mishpat Acherem. Ramban holds that Cherem is a din deraisa, it's not a din derabbanan, and he learns that's the pasuk Kochem Ashiachem in Adam. He says if the Bezdin makes a Cherem, like when the Jewish people were waging war. So Shaul HaMelech made a cherem mitam HaMelech, or the Bezdin has a right to make a cherem. No one's allowed to eat any food today. Everybody has to be betinus. And Yonason didn't know that they had made such a Kabbalah, that no one's allowed to eat any food. So by mistake, he ate some honey. So it says that they wanted to give him the death penalty. Where did he come off to give the death penalty? Because he violated the Melech, or the Bezdin made a law. They made a law. So he says, yeah, that's what the pasuk says. The Bezdin or the Melech has a right to give the death penalty to whoever violates whatever din they came up with. There are two topics that the Ramban talks about. He talks about Chayrim, where the Muhrim has to observe Avelis on himself when they declare him as a Gavra Ketila. And then the other topic he talks about is that Bezno the Melech has the right to be Matal Chem, to be Matal and Isa, have the right to administer Misa based on that. So he says that all of this is their Isa.
Doesn't the Pasuk over there warn that they're going to give Misa? Doesn't Shaul warn in the Pasuk over there that he's going to give Misa? Doesn't that say explicitly?
Yeah, he said he's going to give Misa. Who gave him the right to give Misa? He said, but Yiftam and Yonasan would like Mace because Yonasan violated Beshegik. He didn't know about this Kabbalah. If he married Ben Malchus, disrespectful to the king. The king made a sin. The king made a din. No one should eat anything. Whoever eats is going to put him to death.
Yeah, that's more Ben Malchus, the one who doesn't violate the din.
Yeah, but if the guy, he didn't even know about it, so what is there to discuss? What am I, but Yiftam, son, saying, V'lai Meis, of course not. He wasn't married by Malchus, didn't know anything about it. No, it sounds like it's a separate din. The Melech has a right to put him to death even without declaring him as a married by Malchus. A separate halacha, that the Melech has a right, Melech of the Bezna has a right to be Matal Chayrim.
And is it, everything is what they said, the same thing I thought. What's
better? So that's
just
That
maybe most of you shouldn't say, well, it's Sheva Tase, but the Rambam, he says you have to do like the Mitzvah Daraisa. I mean, an essay is you have to do a Bivadai.
Mm-hmm.
So that you would say that on
the could be. Sufik essay Daraisa. Could be that the Sufik Tfilin is Muhammad and the Sufik Isa. The Sufik on the Nidui is a Sufik Isa. The Rambam is a Sufik Isa, is only the Rabbana Lachumer. Moshenkin is Sufik Mitzvah is Lachumer Medatar. Could be. But that's the two discussions of Shulchan Aruch. One is whether the nihugim of the muhram are the raisa the rabbanon, and then on the assumption that it is the raisa, which way do you go the chumah? The Gemara had an ibayla of shita, whether the menuda muhram al b'tfilin. The Gemara says teiku. So how do you paskin teiku? You go the chumah be the raisa. So on the assumption that's the raisa, which way is the chumah? So you got to work out which way is the chumah. Okay, that'll be part of the calculation. So the Gemara found noch on another pasuk. They keep on coming up with another pasuk. So first the Gemara said, we paskan la halacha that what the pasuk means is that a gavra ketila misha nigma dina lemisa doesn't have a din of erechin, but according to the Tanakh, Hananya ben Akavya, who disagrees, nerach, he is nerach, and they should dam of ksuvim. He doesn't have damim because he's worthless, but erchin he can have even though he's worthless. So what does Reb Chananya ben Akavya do with this pasuk? Lachem shach min adam lo yipad. The Gemara says no. What it means is if a person is a murderer and he deserves a death penalty, you don't allow him to buy his freedom, to buy his way out by paying. He murdered someone. Let him pay koifer to the yorshim. And that's what the pasuk means. He can't pay koifer. But you already had psukim that say you can't pay koifer. If you killed b'mezid, you don't get pay koifer to be off the hook from the misa. If you killed b'shogeg, you don't get to give him off the hook from the golus. What do you need another pasuk for? So Gemara says it must be that pasuk tells me there are chayvim misas kalas and the chayvim misas chamuras. So who's chayvim misas kalas? That sometimes nitan shigigosim l'kapara. When is that? So Latsirtzach is neat and she goes to the kapara. If he kills Bishogig, he goes to the Yoy Mikla. If a person violates, let's say, Avodah Zarah, Chilul Shabbos, eating Chil Vedam is no Misa. Let's say Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, there's Misa, but in addition to the Misa, there's also Koris. So if he would violate Shabbos or Avodah Zarah Bishogig, he would be Mukhiv to bring a Korban Chatos. So in a certain sense, these are called Chavi Misas Kalois. Why is it Kalos? Because Nit Ritzicha and Chil Shabbos and Avodah Zarah is an Isa Kal in a certain sense. Nit and Shigosa the Kapar. If he violated b'shegeg, there's a kaparet by going to Ari Miklot, and there's a kaparet by bringing a chatas. And where do you have a chayvim mises chamuris that's not nitan shegegos on the kapar? If you have a chayvim mises where there is no oynish koris. So if he violated b'shegeg, there's no kaparet at all. Where do you have a chayvim mises where there's no koris? So Rashi says, Mikalal ovi v'imoy, Maka ovi v'imoy, who else does he have? Adam Zemimim, the Gemara has a few. Adam Zemimim, who else? Goyim Nefesh Mi Yisrael, if you kidnap someone, Goyim Nefesh Mi Yisrael, there's a Chiyav Misa, but there's no Chiyav Koris. Do you have any case where there's a Chiyav Koris without a Chiyav Misa? Sure, you have a lot of cases. Yitchel Adam, Yit Chomez Bet Pesach, there's Koris, but there's no Misa. Abo Alachoso, there's Koris, but there's no Misa. You have many cases. Many cases where there's koris and there's no misa. And you have a few cases where there's misa and there's no koris. Maka avim and mekal avim, what was going to nefesh and mechorai, edim zaymimim. So those are cases. So the Gemara suggests. Ritzicha, there's no koris also, right? So in those cases, the Gemara says in a certain sense that's chaybi misa's chamuris. That it's not nitan shigigos and lekapur. Is that really, can you really call it chamuris? It's not nitin shigos and kapar because there's no koris. That's it. It's kal. There's only misa. There's no koris. It's kal. But in a certain sense, because it's kal, because there's no koris, and mele has a chumre shelo nitin shigos and kapar. So the Gemara says that's why I need an additional pasuk. That if one is whoever is chayiv misa cannot buy his way out to pater himself on the misa by paying kofer. The psukim that you have so far are telling me you can't pay kaifer. That's by chayvi mises chamuris. But maybe by chayvi mises kalas, maybe you can't pay your way up. So that's why you need the additional pasuk. Even by chayvi mises kalas also. Then the Gemara says, what do you mean? But ritzicha, the pasuk goes on ratzeach. It says the Ratzeach killed b'meis, the Ratzeach is nitan shigos to the kapur. If he killed b'shog, he goes to the Ari Miklot. So the Ratzeach is from the Chavi Mises Kalois, that is nitan shigos to the kapur. And it already says, even by the Kalois, L'sikha kaifa l'nefesh Ratzeach, say, what need vayta nocha pasuk, the original pasuk, that says L'sikha kaifa, covers even the Mises Kalois, Kavachem and the Mises Chamuris, that you can't pay kofer and get off the hook. So Gemara says, no, the pasuk is needed. I might have thought to distinguish between killing derech aliyah and killing derech yerida. What's the difference? If a person kills b'shoigeg, harik b'shoigeg goes to ari miklot, so there it says, v'yapel ola v'yomah. So the Mishnah says in Makkos, in the second parak, Elohein HaGoylin, you only chayev golus if he killed derech yerida. If he killed derech aliyah, you're not chayiv golus. What kind of a din is that? If you kill derech aliyah, you're not chayiv golus. That's a gzeiros akosov, or goes with a svara. So the Tosis writes in Gittin that it's a gzeiros akosov. And the Rambam writes that it's not a gzeiros akosov. The Rambam writes that it's a svara. The Rambam starts off a perik in the end of Hilchos Ratzeach. Shloshayim harorigim bishkoga. There's a person who killed b'shoigi korv lemezid, person who killed shoigi korv leoines, and then there's an intermediate shoigi. So if a person kills someone else b'shegig akarv la'oynis, then he doesn't have to go to the Ari Miklot. He killed shegig akarv la'mezid, it doesn't even help that he's going to go to the Ari Miklot. The goyel adam has a right to kill him even in the Ari Miklot. So the mitzvah of Ari Miklot doesn't apply to him. And if he killed the intermediate category of shegig, not karv la'oynis, not karv la'mezid, then he has to run to the Ari Miklot, and the goyel adam has no right to kill him in the Ari Miklot. So the Rambam lists off there all of the quirks, all of the people who are pater from Galus is because either it's Karv L'mezid, it's Karv L'oynis, one or the other. So the Rambam writes that one who kills Derech Aliyah is not Chayiv Galus because that's Shegeg HaKarv L'oynis. It's a quirk. It's an unusual thing, Shegeg HaKarv L'oynis. Agamar presents it not so. Agamar presented that it's not Shegeg HaKarv L'oynis. So just the Gzeiros HaKosov. Agamar sounds like that Tosus in Gittin. They're just the Gzeiros HaKosov. The Kesem Mishnah writes on the side of that Rambam, where did the Rambam get it from? He always gives you the Marmikam. Where did the Rambam get it from? The one who kills Derech Aliyah, Shegi Karbalayna, said, he writes, Rabbeinu Berechav Sichlo came up with this svar. So the later Mepharshim says, not the Rabbeinu Berechav Sichlo, it's enough in the Gemara, in the Perikei Lehen HaGoylen. It's Machlokes Abayi V'Ravin. So Abayi says that Derech Aliyah is potter because it's Karv L'Mezid, and we don't paskin like Abayi, we paskin like Ravin. That Derech Aliyah is potter because it's Karv L'Oynes, not Karv L'Mezid, it's Karv L'Oynes. If it would be Karv L'Mezid, the Goel Adam would have a right to kill him even in the Ori Miklat. We say just the reverse. If you kill Derech Aliyah, you're not chayv because it's Karv L'Oynes, so you're not chayv to go to the Ori Miklat. So our Gemara, so according to the Rambam, which is really the Gemara in Elohein HaGoylin, the Gemara Makkos, that Derech Aliyah, he doesn't go to the Ori Miklat. It's not a chok, it's not a gzeres hakos, it's not a milsim b'li taima. It's considered shogig Karv L'Oynes. So then you don't understand our Gemara. Our Gemara says like this, just like b'shoigig, we distinguish between Derech Aliyah, Derech Yerida, that if he killed Derech Aliyah b'shoigig, he doesn't go to the Ori Miklat. You only punish him if he killed Derech Yerida. Derech Aliyah, you don't punish him. So one might have thought that the pasuk that says l'sikol kayf on the nefesh v'tzeh ha-shehu rasha lamus, that the guy can't buy his way out to freedom. He can't just pay kayfa to the yorshim of the haruk and be off the hook. Maybe that's only Derech. Maybe that's only if it's Derech. Which one? Derech. So, Kedai Tech Amina, what's the top line on Lamed Ches? Hanemile Hech de Haroge Derech Aliyah Shalanitna Shigigosa Le Kapara. Abo Haroge Derech Yerida Nitna Shigigosa Le Kapara Ema Lishka Mamayna Minei Beniftere. The Gemara is saying, in Mezid, they should make a difference between Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida. According to the Rambam's Gemara in Makkos, it doesn't make sense. The difference between Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida only applies if it's B'shoigig. You only go to Golas if it's an intermediate Shoigig. Shoigig Karv L'Oynes, you don't go to Golas. So Derech Aliyah is Shoigig Karv L'Oynes. But if you're talking here, the guy killed the Mezid. So there's no room to distinguish between Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida. Mezid is Mezid. So our Gemara sounds like Tosfos. It's just a chok. It's not because it's Karv L'Oynes. It's a din. The Derech Aliyah is Lo Nitan Shigigosa L'Kapar. So the Gemara thought, I might distinguish the pasuk that says L'Sik Chakayf on the Nefesh Ratzeach. You would have thought that's only if he killed B'mezid Derech Aliyah. But if he killed B'mezid Derech Yerida, that is Nitan Shigigosa L'Kapar, we're more lenient there, so maybe we'll be lenient to allow the murderer of B'mezid to pay Kayf and to be off the hook. So that's why I need a pasuk. So this seems to be a contradiction between the two Gemaras. This Machlekes Tosfos and the Rambam, where the one who kills B'shoigig Derech Aliyah doesn't go to Ori Miklot is Exeris HaKosov, well no, because it's Karv L'Oynes, not Exeris HaKosov. So it's mamish a contradiction between the two Gemaras. Our Gemara applies the distinction between Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida to Mezid. So you see, it's just Exeris HaKosov, not because it's Karv L'Oynes. And the Gemara in Makkos is like the Rambam, that it's because it's Karv L'Oynes.
But isn't the Gemara saying
if a person eats chelev adam b'shoigeg, if a person eats chelev adam b'mezid, there's kares. So therefore, b'shoigeg is nitan shigosa l'kapar. So chelev adam that has kares is in a certain sense more chomer than other things, and less chomer. Let's say, eating chazer. Eating chazer is not kares. Eating basmal chazer is not kares. So in a certain sense, chelev adam is more chomer. Then on the other hand, because there's kares, so therefore if he violates it b'shoigeg, is nitan shigigosa l'kapara. So it's kal. Masheni came by eating chazer, eating basa b'chala, but there's no nitan shigigosa l'kapara. There's no way to get a kapara.
Right, so we're saying the nitan is kal based on what would be the din of the
shogeg. Right.
So we're talking about
the iser. So an iser that has miso and has karis also. So I would have thought it's more chomer than an iser, makavim, where there's only miso, there's no karis. So in a certain sense, it's more chomer because it has karis. But in a certain sense, it's more kal. In one aspect of halacha, more kal. Because nitan shigosa l'kapar. So the Gemara says, I would have, there's room to distinguish that l'sikcha kaifer Lemisha who rosh alamos, a person who deserves the death penalty, can't take kaifer. Maybe that's only if the isa that he violated is so chomer that it's loy nitan shigasa lekapor. But if it is nitan shigasa lekapor, so maybe then you can let him pay kaifer and pater himself. Because in halach it is a kula. It's the kula is because of a chomer, but there is a kula. We better continue tomorrow morning at 9:05. Maybe we'll continue the chazara tomorrow.
Yeah. I think Bai and Bava argue about Omer Mutter, not about...
They don't argue about Derech Aliyah.
Yeah.